Today's Bible passage is really short, but it carries a lot of weight as far as content goes. Listen to this now from Proverbs 18, verse 8. The Bible says, "The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body." You know, the internet has proven to be one of the best tools the Christian church has ever had. From the comfort of my own home, I can click a single button and send a message clear around the world. And if that message happens to go viral, it spreads all over the globe in a matter of minutes. So now I can share Jesus with millions of people with exactly the same effort it takes to share Jesus with one. But as we're all painfully aware, like with any other bit of new technology, there's a massive downfall to the internet. Now, some of the pitfalls are obvious: inappropriate websites, addictive behaviors, malicious spyware, and so on. But you know, there's another issue that's become a problem for the Christian church, and I wish, frankly, more people would think about this. It's not a new problem. It's just that the internet has made it much worse. For generations, Christians have enjoyed hearing miraculous stories that seem to confirm their faith. Take, for example, the claim that NASA has discovered a missing day when they ran long-term computer projections for the position of the planets. The story dates back more than half a century, and Christians have jumped all over it because it seems to confirm the two occasions in the Bible when the sun either stood still or went backwards. Now, to be clear, I have no question in my mind that the Bible stories are absolutely true. The NASA legend is highly suspect, though, and it doesn't seem to have much documentation to support it. The problem with the internet, of course, is that when a fabulous story arrives in your inbox, it only takes a couple of clicks to forward it to everybody you know. And before you know it, the story went everywhere. Then, when the story's been discredited, Christians get the reputation that we're wild-eyed fanatics who believe anything that supports our belief system. And the cause of Christ is discredited. I know it's a big temptation to pass on a story, especially in a world that's so hostile to our faith. But take a look at today's passage from the book of Proverbs. The words of a talebearer, a storyteller, are easy for people to accept. They're like tasty trifles, and we quickly assimilate them because we want them to be true. We want to add them to our arsenal of defenses against the people who work so tirelessly to destroy our Christian faith. But it's a counterproductive practice, because when the stories prove to be false, the critics can use them to discredit the Bible itself. And you know, we really don't need the stories, because the Bible speaks for itself. In thousands of years, nobody has yet made the Christian faith crumble to the ground. Do real miracles happen? Yeah, you better believe it. I've seen more than my fair share. But I urge you to check. Make sure that you know it's true before you click the forward button. And I'm guessing we're all going to find out in the long run that that's just a better way to live.